Martin Hughes, this is enormous news for hockey in not only Galway or Connacht, but the west of Ireland in general. The first Euro Hockey Division 2 competition to be held in the west of Ireland. I think it's the first one to be held in Ireland, though I do have a recollection of an indoor tournament being held back in the early 80s, going back many, many years, but that was a different competition. So this is fantastic news for hockey in the west of Ireland. And given everything that's been going on, I think it's true testament of the work that's been done in the University of Galway up to this stage.
Yeah, John, you're absolutely correct. It's the first time not only that it will be in the west of Ireland, it's the first time that this national competition will actually be in Ireland. So we're really delighted with that, and we're delighted that Hockey Ireland asked us here in Connacht Hockey to partner with them to bring it to the west of Ireland. It's going to be a fantastic occasion, and as you say, I think it's also testament to the ambition of the university in terms of what it wants to do for all its sports with regards to international exposure, but equally for hockey itself, and in particular for supporting the indoor game.
When Euro Hockey made the announcement yesterday, I must confess, and I'm going to give Ellie Duffy credit for this because she sent me the link yesterday afternoon, and the announcement had only been made a few minutes before that. I have to admit, I jumped out of my seat because a competition like this, to have it been hosted, I mean, Belgium are hosting the men's Division One, so it's a great example of it, and they're hosting it in the Sport in the Louvain Sportives, which is an enormous arena. It shows how respected the game is in Europe when somewhere like there hosts a big Division One thing. For Ireland, as Division Two, you can't get any bigger than this, and the countries that are involved in it, who will be coming over to win a title. So it's not only a big boost for the game, regarding how it's being hosted, but for those countries who are coming over, it's also a major prestige event to win.
Oh, it's a major prestigious event for them, and you know, not only will we have the Irish national team here, which is the first time we'll have an Irish hockey team playing in the west of Ireland and playing in Galway. We'll also be welcoming Italy, Slovenia, Portugal, Croatia, and Lithuania. So it'll be a major exposure for Galway and for the university and in particular for the sports facility that is the Kingfisher Hall, as this will be being done right across Europe. It's an incredibly popular sport.
It is indeed. And actually, just for the record, and also to bring people up to speed, Martin, as for what's being hosted where, we mentioned that Louvain in Belgium is hosting the men's Division One. The men's Division Two, by the way, is being held in Portugal next year in the Pavilha Mutisso. The men's division, that's Division 2A. 2B is going to Hungary. And then you've got the women's Division One, which is being held in a hall that's very familiar with a lot of sports fans, regardless of where they are. The Horst Körbehalle is the host venue in Berlin. So every one of these are top-notch, top-class venues that are hosting European competitions on a regular basis. Now, that means a bit of a challenge, I suppose, for the Kingfisher. One, yes, it does show how highly regarded the Kingfisher is. But two, I'd say this with a bit of a smile on my face when I say it. Maybe a challenge that you look forward to because the Kingfisher is a fantastic place, and anybody who's been there knows how good it is and what it can hold. I mean, 1,000 people, I think it was there for the basketball for Mary's match with Belfast Star, their league semi-final. That gives you an idea of how many people you can hold and why it's going there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fantastic venue, but and as you described there, we set up very much like the basketball arena. But it's not just about the facility itself. It's also what the city of Galway can offer. So an integral part of our bid then was the accommodation, the proximity of the accommodation to the city centre, the proximity of the accommodation to the Kingfisher Hall. So it's a set of reasons, if you like, that got the competition to Galway, but central to that was having essentially a world-class facility that is worthy of the competition and worthy of the teams that will be playing in it and the prestige that's involved.
And these matches will be broadcast all across Europe in the respective countries that will be involved. And as you mentioned, I mean, in Italy, it's a huge game. Slovakia, Portugal, Croatia, Lithuania. I note that Belarus and Russia are in the division, but that's very much up in the air whether they will be taking part at that time. We take it for granted they
That's
won't be.
correct.
But there is a great opportunity for Ireland to actually win this as well against top-class opposition. That would be the ideal finish for Ireland to win it.
That would be really incredible. Indoor hockey for us is integral to the growth of hockey within Connacht. And in fact, our very latest club to be joining an affiliation with Connacht Hockey at the end of the month with our AGM is Mayo North, and they have started as an indoor club, and they're going to build as indoor and at the same time then work towards getting their outdoor pitch redeveloped. So it's integral to the growth of hockey. So it's not just about this tournament. This tournament will add vitality to that strategy around growing hockey, using the indoor game to grow hockey. And I think what will be particularly exciting as well is that Hannah Kelly, who's a student in the university, a medical student in the university, a member of the University Hockey Club, she's currently a member of the Irish indoor squad. So it'll be very exciting, if she retains her position on the squad and gets to play in front of a Galway crowd.
Finally, before I let you go, that's only just one. If I glanced at something yesterday, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but it's not only that event that's coming to Galway at that time of the year, because I think the Connacht finals are also scheduled for then around that time as well. So it's not just one festival of hockey; it could be possibly three festivals of hockey in the month
Yes,
of February.
we'll have a real festival of indoor hockey in Galway next January, February. We have the Connacht Indoor Finals will be held in the Kingfisher, and then shortly after that, a week later, the All Ireland, the Hockey Ireland Irish Finals are going to be held in the Kingfisher this year, and then 2 weeks after that, we'll have this tournament. So it'll be really exciting few weeks for indoor hockey for not only Connacht hockey, but indeed for Irish hockey and Euro hockey indoor.